Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Grace and peace. Double Shabbat Shalom. You got double, you got triple portion. You got triple portions. We got the atonement that just went through, which is the super high Sabbath. But how do you compare the super high Sabbath to a high Sabbath and a regular Sabbath? You got a triple portion of the Spirit. Triple portion of the Spirit. You got Friday night, and then we got today. We had yesterday, then we got the regular Sabbath with the 10th day.
Amen.
Now we're hoping, now we all hoping that the Lord will have mercy on us. If you made it through your fast, if you made it through your fast, if you got through it, then it's a good chance the Lord will have mercy on your sins for last year.
Amen.
I meant that. Yeah, I did. Really. It's a good chance He had mercy on your sins for last year.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, but the thing is that what we got to do is get through the ninth day. We got through it.
No, the Lord's petitioning for us.
Right. Today is the 10th day. This is the day he actually go before God because you actually perform what he said. Now it's up to the Father to receive your prayers, what we've been reading about that the angels have in heaven, got them going before God. So now the priest is going before the Father asking for forgiveness for our sins.
Thank you, priest. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we want to just, amen, just say Shabbat Shalom, family. Amen. Oh,
amen.
Man.
Amen.
I got me some rest in the day. I hope everybody enjoyed the Sabbath. Like, I really enjoyed it, Jack. Man, I just got some real Z's in, man. It was necessary. And now I got the regular Sabbath coming in. So it's like I get a triple portion of relaxing R&R. So I get R&R.
R&R.
Yeah.
Rest the third power.
Rest and relaxation.
Right.
R&R. Right? Rest.
No. Do that the backwards.
Rest. Relaxation and Raya.
Have a restoration, relaxation.
But that would be for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's no. Mine would be.
No, I know what I'm thinking.
JR.
Uh huh.
JR, that's funny.
Right.
Amen. Well, the J is for Job and R is for a relaxation, restoration, rejuvenation.
Then that'd be triple R.
But I was just saying JR. So.
Yeah, that was because the whole thing is that we're getting triple portions tonight.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's a double Sabbath, you're getting triple portions.
Amen.
So the Father is really pouring out His Spirit.
Yes, He is. Yes.
Man, no better way for Him to do it than the atonement.
Amen.
Ain't no better way for Him to keep pouring out His Spirit than the atonement. And then get you all set and ready for the tabernacles, and then you got a 7-day feast and that, then you got the end gathering.
Amen.
But this is a beautiful time right now because this is a rare scenario.
It is rare, yes, sir.
This is a rare scenario, and for the Father to allow us to participate in this is phenomenal.
Amen.
So what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about what He actually do. What is the forgiveness of sin?
Sin and the forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
Sin.
Right.
And the forgiveness of sin.
Right.
Okay.
Sin and the forgiveness of sin. Because sin entered into the world and the Lord our God is forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that's what the atonement is about. Forgiving of sin.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Spirit that He have on Him on the throne. This ain't got nothing to do with us. This is His Spirit on the throne. And He's showing us where He's presenting before the Father.
Amen.
On our behalf. So, man, I'm so happy Sabbath. We don't have to mute the mic. You got too much going on in the background. Okay. So, like I said, I don't know how many times I can say it's a triple portion. Everybody, Shabbat Shalom. We're going to stand face Jerusalem and get into this.
Amen.
Amen. So, what we're going to do, ask our brothers if you can stand and face Jerusalem or cover your heads. Our sister is going to ask if you can't stand and face Jerusalem and cover your head.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the tremble and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. I have read Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
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 Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well.
Amen.
Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit upon those that hear us and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, once again, we're dealing with sin and forgiveness of sin, the reason why we had to participate in the atonement. You know, why? You know, what was the need of fasting and what was the need of a priest to receive our petition before God?
Amen.
So now we need, you know, we also seen the sacrifices for it. You know what it is, peace offering, burnt offering, sin offering, you know. We got into the sacrifices, and we actually petitioned because we understood that we was actually doing something that he said, and I was sacrificing ourselves as he sacrificed himself for us.
Amen.
So for this, he brought forth this. But what happened? Sin entered into the world. So it was a necessity for the atonement. Mm-hmm. Romans 5:1.
Romans 5 and 1.
Give your
water right there.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Romans 5:1.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
That was what the atonement about. Because we're what? Sinners. That's what man is. And we look at this book and we look at the word of God and then we become the right hand of God because we learn a couple of scriptures. No, he taught you how to walk.
Amen.
You know, but that don't mean you're perfect.
Amen.
Just be the perfect you. You know, you let God be God. We don't.
Amen. Verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Through the atonement is the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
See that? Because the atonement brings forth what? Life.
Amen.
Because of him making an atonement for our sins. We don't.
Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world.
Adam. There go right. Sin. Sin is in the world here. But without Adam sinning against God, sin is not there. So now we need forgiveness of this.
Amen.
God had to forgive man. And Jesus was the atonement. And he forgave us for him. Now he is the priest. Read on.
Romans 5 and 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For unto the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
See, this is why I try to tell, you know, I try to reveal this point of light here. That where there's no law, there's no sin. So when we talk about the bed and being undefiled, and then you look at the Sabbath day, the wife ain't in there. So the bed can be defiled. You see, so where there's no law, there's no sin. So that law is in effect even right here as we speak. Read on.
Amen. Verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Wait a minute, man. Ain't Enoch in the middle of that? Adam to Moses. Death reigns. If Enoch didn't die, death don't reign. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So what this tells us, Enoch is dead. And anything that's testifying that Enoch is alive is bearing false witness against this here scripture.
Mm. Amen.
Or we just say a lack of knowledge. Read on. Or understanding. Continue.
Amen. Mm-hmm. The end of 14. Who is the figure of him that was to come? 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded into many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification.
See, that's what the atonement brings us back to. It clean us up. But Adam, man, when sin entered into the picture, we know how foul sin is.
Amen.
That was, he knew that it was, when it entered in, can you be the first man to ever receive that? Because you was never born in sin. You was created perfect.
Mm.
This is a whole different thing here. Now, through him, this went through everybody, even Enoch. Enoch is asleep. He's waiting on the resurrection like all of the fathers.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
Stop. See, the law entered in. You see that?
Amen.
The law what? Hold your fingers here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50-something.
You said 1 Corinthians?
Yes, ma'am.
And 15?
Yeah. And 15 and 50... Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians 15 and verse 55 reads, O death, where is thy sting?
That's what we've been reading. Jesus Christ destroying death through his obedience. You see that? So here it is. So this is what we just got through looking at, right? Continue.
O grave, where is thy victory?
Because he's the firstborn of the dead. Continue.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
Because the law entered in. When Adam what? Sinned. He kicked in the law.
Amen.
Now, what came in? Death. But through Christ, he overcame. Now, he brought us to life.
Jesus.
Let's go to 20, back to that Romans.
Romans 5 and 21. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's a beautiful letter, man. Ain't no doubt about it, because that's exactly what happened.
Amen.
He made the atonement, man. He gave it up for all of us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's go into Isaiah chapter 50.
Isaiah 50?
I'm going to say 58, but
Isaiah 50.
No, I was thinking 58, but no.
No.
53.
53?
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 53.
And 1.
And verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 53 and 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
He did not just become the second Adam. You see that? That's the second Adam right there. Because what? Sin entered into him.
Amen. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Yeah.
Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
Continue.
Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
There go the resurrection.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Look, some of us. So don't be front like you perfect, like you the perfect servant of God that you ain't never sinned or that you ain't never gone, you never sinned or never did no wickedness. And stop judging somebody. I mean, who the hell you think? You need to look in the mirror and clean your act. You know, because I'm sure before you open your mouth, you can find something to clean up about yourself.
Amen.
If it ain't no peace and love in it, if I should say that. If you want to help somebody and you want to correct them, you do it with peace and love. That's all good. But if you call yourself like checking somebody and bringing them up, you can keep that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not love, and that's not what he's talking about. that we should be the same like this. Continue.
Amen. Verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from the prison. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation?
So how many of us right now, we seeing that the media is now revealing that we were innocent, locked up. You got men that spent 20 years of their life incarcerated, and they were innocent. They know what this feel like. They can testify this.
Amen.
They know when Jesus said this, they know exactly what he's saying. Read on.
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation?
See, when he died, that was it. Well, nobody else. Every child that was 2 years and younger, they were killed. You know, I say it once, I say it 1,000 times. You are a child of God, and a child of God is not revealed until he starts developing a personality, which at that point, when he start communicating, once he start communicating, the spirits identify that child. In between that time, he's just an infant. That's why they were able to kill the children from 2 years and younger,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't know which one was the Christ,
right.
that he was. Mm-hmm. So they had to move him out of there because they didn't know which one. If they would have knew, they would have went to him. So this is that thing. So the angels knew that you was going to be called because of your mannerisms in this world. This is that thing. His whole generation was wiped out. He was the only one of it, of Bethlehem. Yep. Read on.
For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
For the transgression of the apple of his eye. From Adam to Moses to Aaron to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, all of us. Read on.
And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
Look, and he was on the cross with the two thieves, right? Continue.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief.
There go the Father. Continue.
When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify me, for he shall bear their iniquity.
Now, the Father, listen. See that? Now they can take sweet counsel together.
Amen.
You see that? And he understand his speech. He understand his speech because, well, they speech is before time. So he giving it to them. He telling them about ourselves. Continue.
Verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
That's Adam all day long.
Amen.
Let's go to Exodus 34 and 7.
Amen. Let's just go to 34
and pick it up at the 1.
Amen. Exodus 34:1. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
Stop. The Lord our God is not talking of himself in the third person. That's Melchizedek.
Amen.
He's petitioning God for us.
Amen.
There he is, and he's showing us what he do.
Amen.
And his zenith.
Amen.
Because Moses is looking at him in his zenith. Read on.
Verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and to the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O
mercy, come on.
And if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance.
You see that? He showed him how to become a priest.
Mm-hmm.
He showed him how to become a priest. This is when Moses became a priest of Most High God, because he started praying for the people. He wasn't accusing the people. He started praying for them.
Amen.
And he started asking for their sin.
Amen.
Hold your finger here. Go to Revelations 5 and 10.
Revelation
5. Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 5 and 10 reads, and have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
See, he just turned into him. You see that? He said, the Lord our God is merciful, forgiving sins of doubt. Then he said the exact same thing, but then he said, pardon us, because we are what we are. Right? So he's begging him to have mercy on the Lord our God for us. You see that? Now watch this, what happened to him after hanging out with the Lord. Skip down to verse 29.
Amen.
Exodus 34:29
reads, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him.
See, he turned into him.
Amen.
He became a king and a priest. He turned into God. Now he's a part of that priesthood.
Amen.
God is showing us that he was going to turn us into him, and we were going to do just that.
Amen.
With what? Keeping the commandments of God for all eternity. There it is.
Amen.
He turned him into him, an intercessor. And that's what the priesthood of the Most High God is, asking for the sins of the people and to forgive our sins.
Verse is just down. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go into Psalms 103 and 3.
Amen. Psalms
103
and 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 103 and verse 3 reads, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's when he forgive your sins, he forgive you.
That's right. I wish everybody else could do that.
You understand?
Yes, sir, I do.
Or else how else would you have long life?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he forgive you of your sins.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Psalms 130 and 4.
Amen. Psalms 130 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 130 and verse 4 reads, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared.
Not taken advantage of, that thou mayest be feared. Why? Because the Most High tell you, I cut you off. Because of your sins, you know, because God is merciful, you're going to be taking a, you're going to, I'm going to get out here and be wilding out. No, it's the exact opposite. Adam and Eve found that out. When they sinned, their eyes was open. Let's go to Psalms
132.
Psalms 32 and 1.
Psalms 32 and 1. Amen. Psalms 32 and verse 1 reads, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
You see that?
Yeah.
That's what this thing was. Blessed is, man, your sin. See, when he made that atonement, man, for you, that ain't like, you know, he got to. And, you know, I'm looking at our mind and our spirits on Facebook after, you know, some of us that had petitioned earlier. And next thing you know, they was all on Facebook with their business. And it was just the atonement the day before. So where were we at?
Where were we at?
Yeah. Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. So now you can go back to that madness? Continue.
Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the atonement, man. That's what it was all about, that he'll forgive our sin. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin, man. Because if you impute it, that's death, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Psalms 51. And one.
Psalms 51 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 51 and 1. Psalms 51 and 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
See that?
Amen.
Gotta ask, man. You know, but if you ain't got no sins, it need to be blotted out. You know what I mean? Or, you know, you don't see your darkness. You don't ask the Lord to reveal your darkness. Or if your darkness is being revealed, you got a problem with sin. You know, you want to be able to see your sins so you can actually know what you repent from, not cover them up. And that's what God is looking for, that we give them up. And that's what David is doing here. Continue.
Amen. Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
See, that's what you would be saying before God. You know, you got him right here. Have mercy on me. I know what I've done. I know what I've pleased. Willfully. Read on.
Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou might be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
Continue.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
See, you was born in sin. Sin entered in Adam. Sin entered in Jesus. He laid upon him the sin of us all. Same thing with Adam. The sin of us all was laid upon Adam too. And we were just born right in the river of it. See? We don't.
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Amen, because if he do that, you a done deal. You know, that means your sins is imputed. If you take away the Holy Spirit from you, man, he's not revealing himself to you.
Amen.
He's not talking to you. This is that thing. You don't ever want to be absent of God. Ever.
Amen.
And then be in life, and you absent of the Spirit, you don't ever want to be in that darkness. So don't play with that kind of sin. Continue.
Amen. Verse 12. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
See, look. That's the mercy, man. Look, you forgive me of my sins, I show the world that you'll forgive sin.
Amen.
If you forgive me, I know you forgive anybody.
Amen.
That's what he just said.
Amen.
Continue. Read that 13 again. Yeah.
Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Amen.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness.
Deliver me from the blood that I put myself up under, and the guiltiness of my own sins. You know, this is not, you read this and you may be thinking it's people. No, it's not. It's you. It's the sin against the blood.
guilt resulting from bloodshed.
Who blood was shed? So if you're under the blood, you guilty of what? You blood guilty. That's when the father say, your brother's blood is crying from me, crying from the earth onto me. You out here sinning because you guilty of it. The difference between you and Cain is that the difference between us and Cain is that we know how to repent and ask for forgiveness. We better, because this blood screams from the planet. When you sin against this, you become this, you up under 14. That's if you baptized and you found to, that's why you became under the boldness of Christ we read earlier, and up under that blood, and then you crucified the Son of God and counted his mercy was nothing and brought him to open shame. We crucified the Son of Christ, all of that, you become right here. So now you don't want to be here. Deliver me from that, because I don't want to be here.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 15. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
Stop. Now look up this word, contrite.
Contrite. Feeling or expressing remorse or penitence affected by guilt.
See that?
Remorseful, repentant. Regretful, sorry, apologetic, sheepish, ashamed, chastened, shamefaced, guilt-ridden, conscience-stricken. The opposite is unrepentant and defiant.
See that? So that's when he said having a contrite heart instead of a defiant heart. No, I didn't. That ain't me. No, that ain't. No, you know. Cain was like, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? We ain't trying to have that conversation. We trying to be humble and ask the Father to have mercy on us and be guilt-stricken so that he can deliver us. He can see that we got a contrite heart and a broken spirit. And that we recognize that we are what we are. Read on.
Amen. Verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shalt thou offer bullocks upon thy altar.
See, the sacrifices of righteousness is burnt offerings. He just told you what it is. When you don't sin against God, those are burnt offerings. You denied your flesh. And it become righteousness unto him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Psalms 107 and 22. So now he's the forgiveness of sin. He's recovering us. And this is when the Father forgives you of your sins, you really feel good. You know you delivered. You feel the weight lifted.
Yeah.
It's like coming off a fast. I mean, literally. I mean, you know. Yeah. Read on. 107 and 22.
Psalms 107 and verse 22 reads, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships."
That's good. He said, let them do it with thanksgiving, man. I mean, you know, like, just do it with thanksgiving. You know, Psalms 147 and 3.
Amen. Psalms 147 and verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 147 and verse 3 reads, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifted up the meek. He casted the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountain. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy."
That's what's up, man. All that other stuff, you know. Yeah, it's good to be in shape, and yes, it's good to have things, you know. But the Lord loved those that take pleasure and fear him and hope in his mercy. You know, this is what we hoping, that he forgive and have mercy on our sins. You know, we hope, that was the point of the whole atone, that he have mercy on us, man. All that other stuff is nothing. Forgive me. Psalms 149
and 4. Yeah, 149
and 4.
Okay, Psalms 149 and verse 4 reads, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation."
See that? That's when you know he done forgave you your sins, man. He covered you with the beauty of himself.
Amen.
You know, this is that thing. Verse 149 and 5. Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 149 and 5 reads, "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds.
Come on.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand."
Say what?
"And a two-edged sword in their hand."
What would that be? Paul told us it's the word of God. The sword of the spirit is the word of God. Read on.
"To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord."
Now you've been given the same judgment. You turn into him. You see, but how you do this, you do it with righteousness.
Amen.
You know, this how you shut the mouths of kings. Daniel showed us that.
Amen.
You see, so once he forgives you of your sins, and you can go forward, man, you can walk on water if you believe it. So you can't live in the yesterday. You got to live in the now.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. Okay, well, we did what we did. We had made a mistake, blah, 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 blah. Keep it moving.
Amen.
Don't do it again. Maybe next year you make the atonement, see that you were serious about what you did last year. You didn't repeat it. You kept on going. You really were sorrowful. You really was repentant. And he gave you another year to check to see if you really meant that. And then when you go and you make that next atonement, you're going to be in there because you're going to be, yeah, that was real. That was real.
Amen.
And you understand that. That's that broken heart, and it give you the mind to follow him from this point on. And you be about his business. And you keep on with the word of God. You know, what do you mean by that? Because they came up with false doctrine that's contrary to the world and is being pushed.
Right.
So you got to execute vengeance and judgment on that nonsense. And you got to free people's minds, not sire over them. Let them learn a thing for themselves. Then they overcome the oppressor because the oppressor is there. The power is the sword that's in our hand,
mm-hmm.
which is the spirit. All this is, we still have all these things if the Father allowed us to go forward in himself. Like he said, he forgive you all your sins, you keep on moving, man. Just keep it moving. It's all to it. The whole thing is he said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he won't resist. He can't resist. He can't resist it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And we do have the mics open, any hands open, hands up. Any questions or comments? I'm telling you, it's a triple portion right now. It don't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really beautiful time in Christ. To come from the atonement, then go right into.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's from God.
Shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom, Ms. Relax. I say Shabbat.
I just say God bless everybody that did the atonement and did it from their heart.
Amen.
That's the key word, did it from their heart.
Say that.
I know how Nakomi feel. I feel, you know, you always feel different when you come off the atonement in a good way.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, thank you, guys, and thanks for sharing the atonement with me.
And thank you for sharing the atonement with us. We were praying for the people. We thanking the people. We thanking God for sharing atonement with us, asking just saying thank you for giving us people to participate in these things. So we, yes, ma'am, hallelujah. That's from God. That we keep the atonement together, or else we wouldn't be doing it.
Amen.
I just want to say, man, I love my brothers and sisters, near and far. You know, don't get me wrong. I got my issues, and I know I get up under people's skin. you know, I just say, hey, I ask y'all to have mercy on me and forgive me, like, you want to be forgiven. So we do.
Yes, we do. You all right. We don't mind you getting the Oscar. It helps us out.
In a good way. Anything you'd like to share, Quinn?
Well, I guess no one else is saying anything, so amen, Sister Mary, to that. I feel you, and I just want to say thank the Father for allowing us to make it through another atonement. I pray that he hears our petition, that he has mercy, and that we really took this atonement seriously, because time is at hand. It really is, and I just say thank the Father for my King Priest, because these past couple months and years have been rough, and especially these last 2 months have been really rough, really, really rough. And the Lord knows our hearts. He knows our hearts, and we petitioned him today for that. So I ask you first to forgive me for any sins that I have committed knowingly and unknowingly towards you, that have offended you, upset you, and caused you to get out from the Spirit of the Father, to not be at peace. And anyone else on the line, you know, forgive me if I've offended you, anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in Jesus' mighty name, made you upset or, you know, murmuring, complaining, I don't know. I want a clean slate in Jesus' name. And
amen.
I love all my brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're learning and growing together. And everybody that's on this line, you're on this line for a purpose and a reason. You're here. And so I love all of you. You too, Sister Mary, you have been... Oh, my God. You and Sister Denise have really been there for me this past year. So I just want to thank the Lord for you, sisters, because I pray for you, sisters. So thank you.
Great mothers in Christ.
Great mothers. Yeah, he also, you talk to your mothers in Christ today.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I know Sister Denise here. You, where is she?
I don't know. She's somewhere. I hope she was all right. Did you fall asleep,
Shalom.
Sister Denise? Shalom.
Shalom. Asher Shabbat.
I think she's.
Yeah, that's my sister in Christ. That's my
it
sister.
Sure is. It sure is. Amen.
I ain't hit a clock. All right, Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Brother Miles.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
I shall peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Man, this has been a beautiful week. And we've, what, had a lesson almost every day, twice a day. This is
wow.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Hey, awesome. Brother Miles,
amen.
Talking about blessings. How are you? You want to tell us what you're going to talk about tomorrow?
we're going to try to finish the book of Acts tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to finish it tomorrow? What?
We're going to try to. We're going to watch Paul go back to Rome, and it's a lot of historical pieces in there concerning him and the ministry in Rome. But we're going to try to finish up if Mosiah allows us to, so that we can move on into other kingdom business. How we start getting practical and how we walk in the kingdom. are we atoned? We're all guilty of sin. Each and every one is not one of us that has not sinned. And so none of us can say that we're perfect in any way. So this atonement, we have to take the time to reflect on our lives and who we may have offended, who we may be holding something against.
Amen.
And atone for those things. The Most High says, if you have an ought against your brother, leave your gift at the altar and go attend mm-hmm. to your brother. Then come back and offer your offering.
That's right.
So, mm-hmm. you can't be holding a grudge and then saying we're atoned.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at one, because atonement really means at one with God. You're at one with Him. He's in agreement with what you're doing, and you're in agreement with what He wants you to do. And so when we are making atonement with Him, He says, don't bring me no mess. If you got some mess in your life, and you know you got some unforgiveness in your life, go take care of that first. Then come and see me about forgiving you. This is a great time of the year for us to reflect on those things and to pray for one another, pray for ourselves, and reflect on what we've done. But, we don't have clean minds. It's hard to have a clean thought when you see certain things. And it is just human nature, because we have all sinned. So, great precept, and I look forward to tomorrow morning, precept, whatever that is.
You're doing
but I also want to start promoting a site for y'all's global kingdom that I want you guys to check out.
Amen.
So that, especially those that are doing, those that are teaching. If you want to be able to teach and have presentations where, whatever you put together can be seen on the screen, you can be on video, so forth and so on. I'm going to start promoting this platform. And hopefully the brothers will use it and utilize it, because I think it'll be a great teaching aid, even a great aid for having service or showing people what you're doing in your location.
Amen. Woo. Amen. We were just talking about that today. Amen. I can't wait for that, Brother Miles.
I'm so overdone with
yes.
that. Oh, my God. I mean, we pray to God. We thank Him for the venue. Absolutely. But this last week was offensive.
You talking about Blanco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be really good to get into a better medium.
Yeah. I got to talk to you about that.
Amen. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I
can't wait.
Amen. So I'll give you guys information. I'm still working on some things, but it's done enough to where it can be utilized. And then I want to do it to where, for those who are not on the internet or who are in their cars, I don't have a mobile app for it yet, but I'm going to work on that. But even if you want to call in from a landline, just like you're doing a blog talk, you won't be able to see video or a presentation. But if you're online, if there's documents you want to present, if there's a presentation, audio, songs, whatever, if you want to transmit your service, you can do that. And you can have your own space. It's not just one space for everybody, but you can create your own space within it. So there can be a space for Sounds of Living Water or House of Judah or God's Global Kingdom or whoever has, who wants a venue, who has a venue, who wants some way to connect with the people. And you can do video. They are also able to do video. There's nothing static about it. And as it grows, then I'll be looking for people to help support me. Because, you know, everything takes work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a lot of things going on behind the scenes. But anyway, I will text you the address for the site.
Okay.
And hopefully, you know, just put it out there on your sites, wherever, Facebook and all that kind of stuff. It gets crazy. I've looked out. I'm like, I don't pay part of this. But at the same time, they're going to start blocking a lot of things, especially if they don't agree with your message.
Yeah.
So we need to have our own platform.
Amen. I love that. Thank
Agreed.
You,
yes, sir.
Can't wait to see it.
Definitely look into it. Absolutely, absolutely. We definitely gonna look into it, brother.
All right, amen. And I'm not charging the family nothing. You just come and use it. It ain't gonna always be that way for everybody. But, you know, it takes money for internet, takes money for servers and things like that, but. Y'all, my family, and there's some other organizations I deal with that I consider family. You'll never pay for it. To help you in your ministry to get it out.
Now I'm speechless.
I was.
Whoa. Okay.
It's not. You know, for me, it's not about. I'm not trying to make money. It's not about that. It's about ministry. I'll get my write off another way. Yeah, I will. But as far as family and us being able to teach,
would it be feasible to just start inviting other ministries as well?
Yeah.
No.
Whosoever you will. Just start inviting people. I will grow the platform as it's needed. Because it you know, it takes certain resources, and then the other things that I wanna be able to do on here that I want ministries to be able to do, you know, really to reach people.
That'd be awesome.
There's kind of all kind of things that you know, when people need prayer. It's one thing praying across the phone. It's another thing that you can pray face to face. But I also don't want people to start getting crazy either. Because, you know, they're among us too. It's crazy people do crazy things. So I don't want to be censoring anything. But, you know, if some reports come back that people are doing things they ought not do, then that's what we'll have to do. The ability is there. I don't want to do it from the start. You know, because when people have capabilities to do certain things, I have people come in my room sometimes and turn on their camera. I'm like, good grief. Don't you know this is a godly room? And they're coming on the camera naked. And I'm
right.
Like, okay, you've got to be a demon for you to know that and do that. So those types of things I want to, you know, I'll always try to fiend off, then I have to give, you know, if it's going on and people just have to report it, and I just have to block those individuals. But I want to be an open platform where we can use it for ministry and reaching out to the people and also be included in, you know, other people's lives. Because the internet is a great thing, and we can use it for the glory of Yah. It don't have to be used for porn and all that kind of stuff. It can be used for the glory of the Most High as well. We just have to make sure that's what we're doing. So anyway, I will show it to you, Brother Joe, your sister Rhea, and then, you know, you can put it on your site, do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. We just want to get people to start using it, knowing that it's there.
Bro, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be wonderful. Okay. All right, praise be the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, praise be the Lord. Without a vision, the city Paris look like we got plenty life rolling, huh? That's what God loves. Amen. That's liberty.
Amen.
Okay, all right, Jew. Definitely. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that's our brother Miles. You can catch him every Sabbath Eve, 7:00 p.m. here at the Sounds of Living Waters. At Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries, and we're dealing with the entire book of Acts. And as he said, he's going to try to wrap it up. Acts is a pretty big book, and I didn't realize we'd been that far. We went that deep into it, you know, but it's been going. It's not that it's going so quickly, you know. We're almost at the end of the book of Acts already. Amen, brother. It's been a wonderful series. Thank you for taking us on that journey. Tomorrow morning, we want to be here at 10:00 a.m. Sounds of Living Waters at the Commonwealth of Israel. We're dealing with the dead. Where are they? The dead. Where are they? This is redoing it. You know, very necessary. We're going to present that tomorrow, God willing. We live. We'll be here at the Sounds of Waters. That's 10:00 a.m. Central Standard Time. So, and Sunday morning, we're going to have the Spirit of Meekness and Bible Study class here at Brother Isaiah Brown. That's this Sunday morning at the Sunday Morning Breakfast Brunch. He's bringing a precept, and I'm sure that's going to be just as wonderful. Can't wait for that. So, everyone, we're going to say happy Sabbath, happy Sabbath, happy Sabbath. Praise be the Lord. Rejoice in the Spirit. We thank you for your time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.